Rend your hearts, not your garments. The invitation of the church in the season of Lent is a conversion of heart. Not to just do things and then 40 days from now to stop doing those things. It's a good idea to give up sin during Lent. I've heard people say that. What would you give up for Lent? Well, I gave up cursing and swearing, Father. Good. When Lent is over, please do not take it back up on Easter Sunday morning. We are invited to a transformation. We need to be conscious of what we're doing and why we are doing it. The gospel text today does not say, don't pray, don't fast, don't give alms. It says, when you do these things, do it in this manner so that it is done rightly. So that it is your heart that is rent and not your garment. So that you don't receive the praise of other people, but rather your Heavenly Father sees and knows and will bless you. There are two examples in the life of Jesus of this period of time in which the church is now entering in. The first is his baptism. Jesus is baptized in the Jordan River. He is anointed by the Holy Spirit, and the voice of the Father declares, you are my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And the next line, that same Holy Spirit that anoints Jesus, that comes upon him, launches him into the desert. It's a little literal translation of the verb. Didn't say, well, the Holy Spirit, you know, invited him to go out into the desert on vacation. It says it launched him into the desert. We get the word ballistics. When artillery is fired and it goes up, the measuring of ballistics, it comes from this root. Jesus goes into the desert to wage war on the enemy. But he does it in a very unique way. 40 days of fasting and prayer, where his humanity becomes weakened in this way. And in that weakened humanity, he relies on what the Father has given him to respond to the evil one and to defeat him in the desert. We don't do that. No. If you got a marathon to run, you know the schedule and exactly how many miles you're supposed to run, when you're supposed to run it, how you're supposed to build up to it. You know how many calories you're supposed to take in days before and build it all up. There's charts. You can look it up on the internet. The amount of calories, all the things you're supposed to do in order to have your body at its peak physical condition so that it can wage the war against the marathon. And yet Jesus does the exact opposite. He weakens his humanity. He impoverishes his humanity in the Holy Spirit. Our invitation of Lent, my brothers and sisters, is an invitation into this example of Jesus. Whatever we give up, whatever we do, you know, prayer, when we spend time in prayer, we give up time thinking about the problem. And if you're completely just dependent upon yourself to fix all of the problems in your life, then prayer is a complete waste of time. So when you give that gift of time and prayer to the Lord in honoring Him and praising Him and acknowledging who He is, you are acknowledging, this is not all on me. And I need you, Lord, to be a part of my life. Food. Will food solve all of your problems, my brothers and sisters? Get anxious, what do? You eat. You feel empty, what do? You eat. Are you hungry? No, I'm not hungry. I'm nervous. I'm anxious. Thank goodness the playoffs for the football are, you know, over. And go back to losing weight. We turn to the thing. If I just have this thing, if I consume this thing, then I will be all right. The fasting, to set it aside, to recognize my life does not come from that sandwich. The church asks us to do a minimum amount of fasting and abstaining this season, right? Minimum. Today, fasting, what is that? Two half meals and one full meal. Abstaining from meat today, all of the Fridays of Lent, and on Good Friday, abstaining from meat and fasting again. Minimum. You should choose to do it more, my brothers and sisters. You should. Would anyone be content in doing the minimum required in order to be faithful in marriage? Minimum requirement. It's all I need to do. I just got to do the minimum. I'm not looking at anybody. I don't make eye contact with somebody and be like, Father! I'm like, nope. Looking up here, looking at the wall behind you all. No one would be content with minimum. We just had this huge celebration. Was it for the minimalism of our football team and what they were minimally able to accomplish? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So why would we be content with minimalism when it comes to our faith life? Well, how late can I show up for church, Father, and still have it count as my obligation? Minimum. You're asking the wrong question. You should be getting there in church early, spending time in the church, preparing your heart to participate in the thing. I know it happens. Trains right down there. Well, if I get stuck behind that train and I got to be here, I get really anxious. I feel like Duke's a hazard in it over the top of that train sometimes. We don't live by the food. And we can idolize food in that way. Prayer, fasting, almsgiving. Money's the answer, isn't it? Money will solve all my problems. If I just have enough money, I'll only cheat and steal long enough that I have enough money in order to be able to do what I need to do. Then I'll stop cheating and stealing, because then I'll be content with the money that I have. I only have to work, you know, I work all weekend, and I work all week. I can't even go to church. But that money, I need that money. This is the time to give some of that away. To prove that that money is not your God. To prove that there's someone else that is a part of your life who's much more significant than that dollar bill. So these things we're invited to, if we see and we look underneath it, what is it doing? It is opening up in our life a vulnerability. Our vulnerability is being exposed. Now, why is that good? None of us like exposing our vulnerabilities. That's why we keep our arms down, our sides protected, our ribs, right? So we don't get punched. The idea, my brothers and sisters, is that in exposing our vulnerability, in becoming weak during this season of Lent, we recognize that there is a God who loves us, who has redeemed us in the waters of baptism. We have become one with Jesus. We are members of the body of Christ, and we are anointed with power in the Holy Spirit. You are not weak in God. And so this season, what you do is not about proving how great you are. Could you imagine entering into Lent, got my list of all the things I'm going to do, and it's just so that at the end of Lent, you end Lent with a bigger ego than you went into it. Look what I accomplished this Lent. Ain't I great? The works of Lent, my brothers and sisters, are this invitation for us to impoverish ourselves, to become more dependent upon God, to set aside all of those things that we shove into our life to numb ourselves or to escape from these realities of life, and recognize that there in the reality is our God who has redeemed us and has anointed us. I spoke about Advent. We started Advent, right? Advent, K-State purple. Lent, OU purple, right? OU, right? During Advent, we're welcoming Jesus. We're preparing our homes. We're welcoming into it, preparing what needs to be done to receive Him. That's not Lent. Lent is an invitation for us in the other example of Jesus walking towards Jerusalem to His death on the cross. That's the other invitation that we have in this 40 days. We have our faces set like flint towards Jerusalem, going to my cross with him. Because where the head goes, the body goes. So during this season, we are invited. Jesus has died for us. We are redeemed by his blood. But we are invited to humble ourselves and to follow him to that cross, to become more and more dependent upon him and less dependent upon ourselves. My brothers and sisters, if you finish Lent and you have a deeper and fuller understanding of God's love for you and his presence and care for you in your life, then Lent is victorious. And the last thing I tell you, it's about us dying, right? Humbling ourselves, making ourselves weak and dying. But see, this is the thing. We don't have to be afraid. Why? Because we know that Good Friday leads to Easter Sunday. And any death that you experience, any dying you experience in this season is not unto death. It is unto life in Jesus. So it begins. Amen.